We're starting at the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, but let's just review what we were up to. In the context of our discussion of learning about Yadot, we quoted the source for where we get Yadot from. We had a few different opinions about what the source for Yadot was. And one of them was that we learn it from Nazir Lahazir by Nazir, and then we make a Hekesh to Nidarim. And when discussing that Hekesh, what did we see? That the Hekesh went both ways, and we learned Yadot of Nazir from there to Nidarim, but there were other halachot we learned from Nidarim to Nazir. So today we're going to get into some of those. The first one we did was the Bal Yachel Dvaro, right? And they said, what do you mean Bal Yachel? If you don't keep Nazirut, then you're over on the Isser of eating grapes, or you're over on the Isser of drinking wine. So what do you mean there's another Isser of Bal Yachel Dvaro? And they say, no, it means you get two lavim. You get punishment, you get a double punishment, malko double. Then we had a whole discussion, which we started, we're in the middle of, which is, what is Baal Ta'acher by Nizirut? Okay? There's a concept, if you say, I'm going to bring a neder, so again, we said there were different machlokot, but the psak is, you have three regalim to bring your neder to the Beit HaMikdash. You say, I'm going to bring a korban, and you don't specify an amount of time. The assumption is, you have till three regalim. Once the three regalim pass and you haven't brought it, because the assumption was that was the best ideal time for people to bring them, and they would go to the Beit HaMikdash anyway. If you don't, then you're over on the Isra Baal Ta'acher. So now the question is, what would be Baal Ta'acher by Nizirut? Okay, so if you look at the chart, I reviewed the ones that we did already, the first two. The first Terutz we had, we rejected. Okay, that was the one, Ba'omer l'chisha erze ehe nazir. If you say, when I'm interested, I'll become a nazir, and you never do, and then they say, that can't be Baal Ta'acher, because if you were never interested, then your statement never had a place to even go. Like, it was as if you didn't say anything. The second Terut, so the first one's rejected. Now we're going to see, as you see on the chart, four more answers for what's going to be Baal Ta'acher by Nizirut. So the first one we saw yesterday, we finished with that. Kigon sha'amar lo epater min ha'olam ad she'ehe nazir. Okay, I am going to be a nazir before I die. And just like we saw with the Kohen and the Truma, if a Kohen says, this is going to be your get an hour before I die, she's immediately forbidden to eat Truma, because it could be possible the get is already happening, because who knows when you're going to die. So the same thing here with a Nazir, since you never know when he might die, so your Chi of Nazirut is Chal immediately, and if you don't start acting upon it, then you're over on Baal Ta'acher.
Which would be the exception to your Nazir for 30 days, because then you're basically Nazir for the rest of your life.
Well, no, you're right. So it's a good question. In other words, but then I assume...
Harani Nazir...
Yeah, I think the term of Nazirut is 30 days, and you can renew it.
Right.
But if you do it this way, and you become one immediately because you never know when you're going to die, then you're a Nazir for the rest of your life.
I don't think so, though. I think he's saying, I'll make sure before I die to be a Nazir. It means your Nazirut starts now, and it goes for 30 days. Because he's not saying, right, I'm going to be a Nazir for the rest of my life.
I'm going to be
a Nazir at the last moment before I die. He's saying,
at some point,
I want it right. I'm going to make sure.
Okay.
It's basically a twist on Kisha Erzeh Hei Nazir. It's just finding a way that it's sort of saying that, but saying, I'm going to for sure do it at some point in my life.
Right.
That's
okay.
What it's basically saying. So that's the way I understand it. I assume he could still just be a Nazir for 30 days. Okay, next case. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar. Kigon dinadar v'hu bebeit hakvarot. Let's say he makes a neder, to be a nazir, it means, okay? Really means nazir. Okay, he says, I'm going to be a nazir. In fact, the Bach changes it. If you see, there's these notes on the side in the middle. It says, Agahot HaBach, and there's an aleph there. So the aleph says, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kigon dinazar. Right, it doesn't make sense to say nadar. Except you could say maybe he was no dare to be a nazir, but anyway, he says, I'm going to be a Nazir, and he's in the Beit HaKvarot. Now, what's the issue here? There's a big machloket about how you treat a Nazir who says, I'm going to be a Nazir in the Beit HaKvarot. What's the problem? He's Tamei Lameit, and you can't be a Nazir if you're Tamei Lameit. Okay, so there's a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We're going to see it in Masechet Nazir, okay, in a few months. You can look in the Ran if you want right now. If you have the regular Gemara in front of you, it says about 12, 13, 15 lines down. It says, Hanicha lamanda amar lochay lenizirut alei la'alter. Okay, pluta de Rabbi Yochanan berish lakish, beperek gimel de Nazir. De la Rabbi Yochanan, I achil v'shate bebeit hakvarot lake. If you eat or drink, let's say you say, I'm going to be a Nazir, and you're in a Beit HaKvarot where you're already tamei lameit, He says if you start at that moment and you drink wine or you eat grapes, you get malkot. Okay, you're a full-fledged nazir. Just because you said the Beit HaKoro, it doesn't matter. Ulrish Lakish, lo chayla ale nezirut miyad, it doesn't start yet. The clock doesn't start ticking because you're in a Beit HaKoro, you're tameh. Ulechimafik mi Beit HaKoro, tzarich lachzoru lekabel. Okay, what do you have to do? When you leave the Beit HaKoro, you basically have to re-accept it upon yourself that you're going to be a nazir. Okay, so now, how does this work? So now, this works obviously much better according to Rish Lakish. Why? We're trying to find a case where we would have Baal Ta'akhir by Nizirut, right? Mm-hmm. So you say, I'm going to be a Nazir in the Beit HaKoro. If we go with Rish Lakish's thinking, you're not a Nazir yet. But when you leave the Beit HaKoro, you've already taken it upon yourself, so you immediately have to take it upon yourself. So if you either, now there's two ways of looking at it. You can either delay leaving the Beit HaKoro. You're thinking, oh my God, what did I just do to myself? Mm-hmm. And you basically delay coming out. You can almost see, by the way, it sounds weird, like what are the chances you're going to do this in a Beit HaKoro? But if you think about it, you're in a Beit HaKoro, it's a time for introspection, and maybe you start thinking to yourself, maybe I should really be a Nazir. So you say this in the Beit HaKoro, but then you kind of push off leaving. Or, according to the Ran, he says, Sarich lachzor lekabel. You have to actually do a Kabbalah when you leave. I don't think everybody agrees with that, you actually have to, according to Rishlakish, you actually have to be, you know, mikabel. So according to one interpretation, you'll be a Nazir as soon as you leave the Beit HaKoro, and the delay will be to delay leaving the Beit HaKoro. And obviously the question is, you know, what's the time frame? It's not clear. Like, what, if you spend another half hour there, is that delaying? If you spend a day there, you know, I don't know, you're really going to sleep in the Beit HaKoro. So what would be the Baal Ta'akhir here? Or you actually have to be Choseru Mekabel when you leave the Beit HaKoro and you don't do that. Okay? So that would be the Baal Ta'akhir. So now the Gemara is going to say, Hani Chalamanda Amar. So this works very well, this saying that it's a Nedaru Beit HaKoro. If you say, Lo Chayla Le Ziru Ma'alter, right? It doesn't apply immediately, like Rish Lakish. Ela lamanda amar me'alter, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says the nizirut is chal immediately. So me'alter is miad. Me'alter chayale, it's chal ale, it applies to him, as mi'ika baal ta'akhir. So what kind of baal ta'akhir would there be? That's question number one. Question number two is, ve'od ha'amar mar bar of ashi, chayale ale, chayale nizirut ale me'alter, so what do we say? Second problem is, even though I explained it a particular way, Marbar of Ashi didn't understand it the way I explained it. He said that the Machloka Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, everybody agrees the Naziru takes place immediately. You become a Nazir at that moment. What's the issue? If you were to eat grapes or drink wine while you're in the Beit HaKoro before you leave, does the Malko kick in immediately? Or do we say, yes, you've taken it upon yourself, but only once you leave, and you know, what's the issue? I didn't explain all the background. When you're a tameh meit, okay, let's say you're a nazir, let's say you're in day number 10 of your nizirut, and all of a sudden you become a tameh lameit. So what happens? You have to kind of start again, okay? Those days that you're tameh don't count in your chishuv, and then, now I'm forgetting, do you start from the beginning or do you just not count those days? I think you just don't count those days. And then you're mashlim those days after. Actually, I forgot now. Let's see if I can find it quickly. I forget how it works. But
here he forfeits the period that he observed.
Okay, so he starts again. Yeah. Fine. So he starts again to count the 30 days. So if that's the case, comes Rish Lakish and says, well, if these days are going to be canceled out anyway, in other words, right now, it's different than you've already started the 10 days, right? But here, it's starting right now, but it's not actually starting because you're tameh lameit right now. So the days that you're tameh lameit don't count as part of your counting. We're going to only start counting after. So therefore, comes Rish Lakish and says, even though you really are a nazir already, these days don't count, and therefore you're not going to even get malko for it. Okay, so based on that interpretation, there clearly would be no Baal Ta'akhir because the Nazirut is chal immediately. So we have two questions. Number one, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and number two, even according to Rish Lakish, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it clearly starts right away. So therefore, why are we saying there's an issue of Baal Ta'akhir? It started already in the Beit HaKoro. There's no delay. According to Rish Lakish, according to the way Marbar of Ashi understands Rish Lakish, okay? So remember, it's all everybody interpreting everybody else. The way he understands it is that it even starts immediately according to Rish Lakish. It's just a matter that he doesn't get Malko. Okay, so based on that, this answer doesn't really work. So now they're going to say, they're going to give an answer, though. Afilu hachi kimle babal ta'acher. It still works. Why? Mishum dekama acher nizirut de tahara. What's the issue? If you've taken upon your nizirut and it starts right now, but really the clock doesn't start till after your metaher. So kol od, you know, all the while where you're pushing off, going out of the Beit HaKvarot, which is pushing off, you're getting tahor to basically start your nizirut, you're over on Baal Ta'akhir. Okay, so there could be a case where your Beit HaKvarot, even though your nizirut starts immediately, since all these days don't count, you want to basically hurry up and get out of there and get your nizirut starting, you know, when it does eventually start after you get rid of your tumat mei. So therefore, if you're going to push off doing that, or let's say you push off being mitaher ma'amet, right? You could also see someone doing that, right? You don't really want to start your nizirut, so you don't immediately start the process of getting rid of the tuma, and that would be a case of bal ta'achir ba nizirut. Okay, now we have Amar Rav Ashi. All right, this is just, now we're going to just get, once we've said this line that we just explained, that you're over on bal ta'achir if you don't start becoming tahor, we're going to learn a halakha from here. Amar Rav Ashi, ho'il v'kein, if that's the case, nazir shetime atzmo b'mezid over mishum bal tacher de nazirut de tahara. Okay, if you purposely become tamei lameid, let's say you need a break, you need some wine. So what do you say? I'll be tamei lameid and no problem. You know, it somehow happened to me. Anyway, here you see that you're over on bal tacher of nazirut de tahara. Okay, because there's an issue of pushing off, not the acceptance of the nazirut, but the keeping of the nizirut in the proper manner. So then you'd be basically over on that. Okay, now we're up to answer number four. Okay, that was answer number three. Remember, answer number one, we rejected l'chasher tzei and nazir. Answer number two was lo'a pater min ha'olam. Answer number three, hu b'veid ha'kvarot. Answer number four, Rav Acha b'reid Rav Ika Amar, over b'bal ta'acher tig lachato. After the process, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to shave. Remember, you're supposed to grow your hair long and all that? So, after the process, you shave. So, they say, if you don't shave, then you're basically over on Baal Ta'achir. You don't finish the process of the Nizirut. That's one of the processes. The Loma Baya, now we're going to see two approaches here. The Loma Baya, Lamanda Amarti Glachat Ma'akevet. Okay, here, there's an issue of, let's say you have three korbanot to bring when you're done with your nizirut. Now, let's say you didn't shave. Does that prevent you from, bringing, one second.
Is it ma'akev?
I'm jumping the gun. Okay. If you don't shave, are you allowed to go back to drinking wine and eating grapes? That's the question. Do you have to do that process to finish? So now they're saying it would be obvious that you'd be over on Baal Ta'akhir if you held what? That the Tiglachat is Ma'akevet, right? It's a critical process of the Nizirut. But if you say you can stop being a Nazir even if you didn't do the shaving, then you might say there's no Baal Ta'akhir of the Tiglachat. It's not so critical. So now they're going to say, even according to that, it would still be Baal Ta'akhir. So here they say, below Mibai, you don't need to explain, which would be obvious. Lamanta Amar Tiglacha Ma'akevet. In other words, obviously, if you say Tiglacha Ma'akevet, obviously you're going to be over on Baal Ta'akhir if you don't do the Giluach. Ela Afilu Lamanta Amar Tiglacha Eina Ma'akevet, Mitzvah Giluach Mielo Mekayim. There's when we look at mitzvot and things you have to do, yes, it's true that you know, one approach is to say it's Ma'akev, and if it's Ma'akev, it's clearly critical, and therefore you're over on Baal Ta'akhir. The other approach is to say, no, even if it's not ma'akev, you're still supposed to be mekayim it. And kol od, you're not mekayim this mitzvah of giluach. And it's true, you can drink wine, you can eat grapes, you can do anything you want at this point. But you still haven't shaved. So what does that mean? You still haven't done part of the process. You haven't been mekayim the full mitzvah. So yes, you're not a nazir anymore, but you haven't finished it. And by not finishing it, then you could be over on Baal Ta'akhir. Okay, so that's what they're saying. There's two approaches. One is to say it's only Lafi, Manda Amar, you know, or not that the Gemara is saying this. It's just saying it's easy to say if you say Tiglachat Ma'akevet, that it prevents you from finishing the Nizirut, that obviously you'd be over on Baal Ta'akhir. But even if you say it's not, still not doing it, not fulfilling it, is preventing yourself from fulfilling the entire mitzvah in its entirety, and then you'd be over on Baal Ta'akhir. Okay, so now the fourth answer is it has to do with the giluach. Okay. Marzutra bereda Rav Meir amar over babata acher korbanotav. What does that mean? You have these three korbanot to do. That's where I was jumping ahead. You have three korbanot to sacrifice when you're done with nizirut. Okay, so now, let's say you don't fulfill those korbanot. You don't give them right away. Okay, and that would be bal ta'acher korbanot. Okay, here there's an issue. One second. Right, so then, this is what there was. There's a machloka here. When generally we talk about korbanot, what do we say? That, just grab a chair from the kitchen.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
It's a record.
Okay.
No, it's a record.
Okay. So there's an issue. We just said before, the Baal Ta'achir korbanot is what? Shalosh regalim. So now, if we're going to explain that the Baal Ta'achir by Nazir has to do with the Baal Ta'achir of korbanot, then what do we say? If we say it has to do with the Baal Ta'achir of korbanot, then are we assuming that it means if you're a Nazir, your 30 days are over, now you have to bring these three korbanot and you don't bring them, so one option is to say, well, then it goes into the regular din of Baal Ta'achir by korbanot, and you have three regalim to bring them. Other people say, no. The Zirut is different. After the 30 days are over, you're supposed to bring the korbanot then. And if you don't bring the korbanot then you're immediately over on Baal Ta'achir. Okay, so there's a machloket about how to understand this Baal Ta'achir.
So it's a little confusing. What is really the difference between a neder and a mitzvah? Because it seems like there's a prescribed way to do nizirut like a mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah, right? It's a neder. It's not commanded for everyone.
Yes, but once you're commanded, then you have certain things that fall upon you. It's a different, a regular neder, so you're supposed to bring a korban, and that's where it ends. Nizirut has all sorts of aspects to it. It has the korbanot, it has the giluach, it has, you know, you can't be given time limit. It has a whole bunch of issues to it.
It's sort of like mitzvot tliyot ba'aretz, right? When you're not in Israel, you don't do them. When you're in Israel, you do them. Right, when you're Nazir, you do them. When you're not, I mean, that's
which is part of the reason why we talked about this in the beginning of the Masechet, that we don't really want people to take Nidarim because we already have another, we have so many obligations on us that they frowned upon, also Nizirut they frowned upon.
Right.
It wasn't a good thing to be a Nazir. They weren't encouraging it because we have enough Isurim and enough details that we have to keep up with.
It's just interesting because the neder, it seems like something you take on yourself and you design it yourself, but this is like a really very prescribed neder.
Yes, it is. It's very prescribed.
We're
going
to have
a
whole on it.
Right, we're going to have all the stuff.
Yeah, like why are we, it's funny, why are we doing it this now or the next?
I was going to ask that.
Yeah, why are we doing this next? Why are we going to
So first of all, the Masechtot of Shas don't necessarily keep within their topics, as you've seen.
Yes.
They get very off the topic, but Nazir and Neder are very similar, and yet there's differences, and that's what they're trying to highlight here. Like here we're talking about ways in which they're similar, although we see, even though they're similar, there's, you know, a Neder has Baal Ta'achir, like, let's take what Sherry's saying very obviously. What does it say in the Braita? Just like there's Baal Ta'achir by Neder, there's Baal Ta'achir by Nazir, but what Sherry's pointing out is the Baal Ta'achir by Nazir has a whole different nature than the Baal Ta'achir of Neder. Right, the Baal Ta'achir of Nazir is Shalosh Regalim, right? And it's the Baal Ta'achir of Nazir. Now, again, what's interesting, and this I always like to point out, there were five different answers given here about how you find Baal Ta'achir by Nizirut, which meant, what does it mean when there's five different answers? That nobody really, I mean, in general, we might have two opinions, three opinions. Still, you say they don't really know the answer. Here, they really didn't know what to do with it. In other words, it was so hard for them to understand what could possibly be Baal Ta'achir by Nizirut that they had to come up with all different types of answers.
Did Nizirut happen by the time they're discussing
it? Was
it
going
on?
We
know they discussed Korbanot, which were long
since. I don't imagine it happened. I don't think it was so common, but I'm sure there were Nizirim.
I don't know.
I'm sure
they're
no longer
bringing korbanot, and they spend time discussing that. Like,
right.
I
just think
that never really happened. If it were to happen,
I just assume if Nizirut happened in the time of the Tanakh, it probably happened.
Remember with the hair?
With what? But it talked about that there was a case of someone.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There's still a case today. We talked about that. In that, there's one who hasn't cut his hair. That he made it.
Yeah, there is a guy who's a Nazir today, but the question is, but how is that viewed? Right, we saw a case of a Nazir. It's definitely possible. I'm sure if they remember then it's true. I don't remember.
I mean, they discussed multiple wives and that. You know.
No, but it sounds like they discussed a particular case. I'm sure there must have been. I'm sure it wasn't very common, but I'm sure there were cases. Okay, so now we have... So that was our last answer, okay? Bal ta'acher korbanotav. Now the Gemara is going to say, this was all based on this hakesh, remember, from Nazir, right? Lingdor neder and Nazir lahazir. We made a hakesh and we said what's true for one is true for the other. And basically, we just learned that Bal ta'acher applies to Nizirut also. We learn it from neder, okay? Now, the Gemara is going to ask a question. The Gemara is going to say, "Umin hachanaf kale? Did we really learn it from this pasuk about Bal ta'acher by Nizirut? It comes from the Hekesh? Mehatam nafkale comes. Now, if you have an option of learning from a Hekesh, or you have an option of learning directly from a pasuk, which is the better option, to learn directly from a pasuk? So where do we have a pasuk where it says it directly? Here's the pasuk, Ki darosh yidreshenu. And then the drasha on this pasuk is, we'll explain what this means in a minute, Elu chataot v'ashamot. This applies to korbanot chatat and korbanot asham. So now, let's look in the pasuk. I quoted the whole pasuk for you, okay, because otherwise you're just seeing it out of context. It's not clear what they're talking about. It's from Dorim Perak Kaf Gimel Pasuk Kaf Bet on your sheet. Ki tidur neder la'ashem elokecha, lo ta'acher l'shalmo. Don't delay paying it up. Here's our pasuk. In that pasuk, what does it say? Ki darosh yidreshenu Hashem elokecha me'imach v'ya b'cha chet. Because God is going to demand it from you, and if you don't, then you'll have a chet. So now, what do they say? This applies to all chataot and ashamot. In which case, this would apply also to nazir. I didn't think about this, but it seems, according to this, is it really only a question on the last opinion? It's talking dafka of the korbanot of the nazir. I guess it would be, right? Yeah, this would really be a question on the last answer. Okay, I didn't realize that. It's a question on the last answer saying the Bal ta'acher is the Bal ta'acher of Korbanot. If it's the Bal ta'acher of Korbanot, we already learned that from this Darosh Yidreshenu, okay? Because that comes to include all Chataot and Hashamot and not just Nidarim. So now, what do they have to say? They say, no, we don't learn it from there because Ma'u detema chidushu shechidsha Torah benazir. You might have thought that Nazir is a chidush. Okay, we're going to have a whole question. That's going to be these four things in the next chart. What's the chidush of Nazir? Okay? But what are they saying? What's the answer, basically? Nazir is a chidush, meaning since it's unique, that's always what it means, chidush. It means it's something unique about it. If it's unique, then you can't necessarily learn it from all basic cases of chataot and ashamot. So even though Nazir brings a chatat nasham, we're not going to learn that it's an isra bal ta'acher from the pasuk Darosh Yidreshenu, which includes all chataot and nashamot, because Nazir has unique aspects about it. Okay, so now they're going to say what are the unique aspects of it, and we're going to have, you can see from this chart, we're going to have four answers, and they're going to reject a bunch of them, and some of them will be accepted. My chidush. If you want to say delo matpis la lechatat nazir b'neder, if you want to say that a chatat of a nazir, let's say a guy comes over and says, I take upon myself the chatat of a nazir. Does he become a nazir? No. You can't accept upon yourself just the chatat, okay? Right. So they basically say, if you say such a thing, lo amar klum. What do you have to do? You have to say, I accept upon myself to be a nazir. To say, I'm going to accept upon myself to bring a korban chatat, you can't do that. What is a korban chatat, by the way? Korban chatat is something you bring because you did something wrong, generally. So it's generally not the kind of thing. Okay, so they're saying maybe the chatat of a nazir is different because the chatat of a nazir is unique in general. There's two chataot, we're going to see the other one later, that are unique chataot that don't really come because you did something wrong. Do you remember what the other one is? Anybody know? It's a very famous one. Even if you haven't learned the daf, you should know this one. Yafe, the Yoledet. Remember they always say, why does the Yoledet bring a chatat? And then the Midrash says, because she swore during childbirth that she'll never have another baby. We all know that, especially people with lots of children. But it's not really, okay? It's not really for doing something wrong, okay? That's like a drasha to kind of explain it. But it clearly comes from the fact that there's a problem here. Why is she bringing a chata? Same thing with the nazir, okay? So now what do they say? So you might say the chata is unique because lo matpis le b'neder. But you can't say that because no chatat are you matpis b'neder. You can never say, I'm going to bring a chatat for doing something wrong, right? In other words, either you did something wrong and you're chayav a chatat, Or you're not chayav achatat, and then you can't take it upon yourself in a neder. You can only take upon yourself other kinds of korbanot as a neder, but not a chatat. So that's the answer. You can't say that's what's unique, because arei chatat chaylev, that's the classic chatat. It doesn't mean just the chatat chaylev, right? If you have to bring, remember why you bring a chatat? Because you did something that b'mezid you be chayav karet, and if you did it b'shogeg, you're chayav chatat. We learned it by, so chaylev is the classic example, we learned it by Shabbat. All over Masechet Shabbat, it says, if you do this, you're chayav chatat. What does it mean, you're chayav chatat? You're chayav chatat if you did it b'shogeg. Okay? So, that's a chatachel, she'em at pisa b'neder, v'over b'bal t'achir. It also doesn't have a neder. You know, you can't say, I take a neder upon myself to bring a chatat, and you're over on b'bal t'achir. Okay, so it can't be that, because remember, how do we know you're over on b'bal t'achir? Because it says, t'arosh yidrashenu, what are they darshan from those words? That elu chata'ot v'ashamot. So here you see, any chatat, whether you can be makpisei b'neder or not, would basically, right, and none of them can you bring by a neder. They, anyway, chayav and bal tachir, so that can't be unique about nazir. So attempt number two. Elamai chidushe, sal kadat hachamina, you might have thought to say, ho'il v'imamar hareini nazir, afilu mina chartzan, have nazir lakol. Let's say you say, I'm going to be a nazir, that I'm not going to have that I'm not going to have grapes, okay? You, by doing that, because since you said Hareini Nazir, even though you limited it, and you said only as it relates to grapes, you're still Hayav in everything. You're basically a full-fledged Nazir, okay? So therefore, what might you have thought? That this is a unique thing about Nazir, that basically you don't have to express as a neder, you have to say. Whatever you say in your neder, that's what's going to be true. Things you don't say in your neder aren't going to be relevant. But when it comes to nazir, since nazir is a whole collection of things, even if you say specifically, I'm only going to do one thing of the nazirut, you basically become a nazir lakol. So based on that, you might have thought what? That it's unique. And since it's unique, it might not be chayav and bal ta'akhir. Okay, we're going to have some problems with this though. So therefore, kamash malam, that's why it had to tell us, we couldn't learn it from Darosh Yidrashenu, we needed a special limud of the Lindor Neder to teach us. So now they say, first of all, this is a very, by the way, if you notice, this daf keeps repeating the structure. It's going to say, well, it depends what you hold about that Nazir Menach Hartzan. Not everyone agrees. Hani chalaman da'amar, that works very well according to the one who says, ki Nazir Menach Hartzan havi Nazir lakol. Okay, it only works if you say it's a chidush, if it really is a chiddush, right? If that really is the case. Ela l'Rabbi Shimon da'amar, ein nazir ad sheyazir mikulam mai ika lameimar. So number one, your answer saying this would be a chiddush is only a chiddush according to Chachamim, but not according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which is it doesn't work. If you say I'm a nazir only because I'm not going to eat grapes, it doesn't work at all. Okay? So that's number one. Number two, I don't know if you caught this, but this is a chidush, od hay chidush lechumrahu. It's dafka a chumra. What does it mean? It means nazir is unique and more chamor than neder, because even if you just say, I'm going to be a nazir from yayin, you become a nazir for everything. That makes it more chamor. Well, if it's more chamor, then you're going to say, if neder is baal ta'akhir, then this all the more so is going to be baal ta'akhir. We want to find a chidush that means it's more kal, and therefore we wouldn't have thought that baal ta'akhir would apply. Once you're saying it's more chamor, that's not the kind of chidush we're looking for. So, they reject that. Ela, my chidushe, so now attempt number three. Desalkada tachamina ho'il v'im gilach alachat mishloshtam yatsa. What might you have thought? If a nazir is gileach on one of the three korbanot, okay? He's supposed to do giluach on all the korbanot. Like what does it mean here? That he's, right, he has to bring an olah chatat and a shlamim, and then, right, if he doesn't bring, right. Let's say he only brings one korban, and then he does the giluach. Okay? So if he does that, yatsa. In other words, he's fine. Okay? It's not ma'akev, his ending of the nizirut. Okay? So now, therefore, you might have thought, since he can do, that's, he was, one second, yatsa here means yatsa, right? Yatsa min nizirut, or yatsa yidei chova, the korban. What's it saying here?
It says here,
Kibbush Korbanot. What?
It says in
yeah.
shaving obligation.
Right, but then yetzah is shaving works then according to that. 1 second, let me just see one thing.
Right, no, they basically say it means that he can now eat whatever he wants, drink wine, all that. Basically, his nazirut is over. He still needs to bring the other two korbanot, but it's not ma'akev, just like we saw before. So now, what does this mean? And as we saw before with the tiglacha, let's say he didn't shave, right? But this is, let's say he shaved on one of the korbanot, he brought a korban, shaved, and then he didn't bring the other two. So in the end, what do we say? His nazirut is finished. If that's the case, what might you have thought? This is your kula, right? It's a kula by nizirut, that even though you have to bring three korbanot, if you don't bring two of them, right, if you only bring one, it's already over. So if it's already over, what might you think? Well, then there's no baal ta'achir. And that's why we couldn't learn it from Darashi Drashen when we needed a special limud by nizirut to teach you, even so, you are over on baal ta'achir. Kamashmalan means it comes to teach you. Mashma always means, shama means lamed. Okay, it comes to teach you, lan is lanu, comes to teach you that you are over on baal ta'achir. Okay, that's an answer that stays now. Okay, but now we're going to have another answer. V'ibayt ema, my chidushe, mishum delo matpiso b'neder. We're going to go back to the first one. It's because you can't take nizirut as a neder. You can't say, I'm taking upon myself a korban chatat of a nizirut. The hadik hakashel chatat chelev. You're going to ask about the chata chelev. They're going to say, wait, chata chelev ka'atya l'kapara. Chata nazir l'may atya. Okay, what are they saying? You can learn from the chata chelev. A chata chelev is like we explained before. It comes when you do an avera. So if you do an avera, you have to bring a chatat. Obviously, that's going to come without being matpis b'neder. But the chatat of a nazir that has to come with some sort of acceptance, and yet, when you accept just the chatat alone, right? In other words, there's two options. Either you can just say hareini nazir, right? That's the typical. Hareini nazir, what does this do? It's mechayev you, among other things, to bring a korban chatat, right? That makes it unique from a general chatat, right? A regular chatat you do because you did nazira, right? You did something b'shogeg, you have to bring a chatat. So you can't compare these because really, the korban chatat is unique. It's different from all other korbanot chatat, the chatat of a nazir, because it's something that you do accept upon yourself. So therefore, we could make a claim that what? That the chatat of nazir is the chidush, because it's a chatat that you take upon yourself in words, hareini nazir, and yet if you were to say, hareini mekabel alai chatat nazir, that wouldn't work. So there you have a chidush. And therefore, we might have thought from there that you're not over on baal ta'achir. What's the problem on this? The problem with this is what we talked about, the yoledet. Because hare chatat yoledet delo atya lakapara v'avar alei mishum baal ta'achir. Okay? But the chatat of a yoledet would disprove this theory. Because it's also another case where you're getting it not from an avera, but because, now it's a little different. It's not because you accept it upon yourself in words, but it's because you had a child. Okay? So it's more like an issue of reshut sort of thing, right? It wasn't because you did an avera. But now they say no. The chatat of yoledet has something unique that would mean it should have baal ta'achir as opposed to a nazir. And what's that? What happens? Do you remember the story with a yoledet? Okay, we'll go back to the Torah. What does the Torah say about a yoledet? This is different from the way we do it nowadays. A yoledet is tme'ah 7 or 14 days, whether she had a boy or a girl. Then she's tohora minida at that point, like, you know, nida blah, or it's not nida, it's tohora miyoledet. She can be together with her husband after that, okay? We don't do this anymore. But she can be together with her husband. What happens after that? There's the 33 days, the 66 days, you remember that? What's that? That's called dam tohar. It means that if she's bleeding, that's tahor blood, okay? But it's not really tahor, because what's its one issue? She cannot bring a korban. And why is it relevant? Because at the end of those days, what she's supposed to do, she's supposed to become tohora, and then bring her, right, Ela Mikdash Lo Yavo, it says, or I think that's what it says in the Pasuk there. And then only after can she eat kodshim. Okay, she can't eat kodshim, any korbanot and things like that, until after those dam tohar days are over. So what do they say here? There's an issue of baal ta'achir. Why? Because it's preventing her from eating kodshim. So there's something that it's not allowing her to do. And therefore, she's over on Baal Tachir, she doesn't do it. So what does she have to do? When she finishes the process, she becomes Torah, and then she brings a Korban Yoledet. And once she brings a Korban Yoledet, she's Muteret to eat Kodashim. And that's why it's different from the Chatat of a Nazir, which doesn't really release him from anything. And as we already said, if you bring just one of the Korbanot, it's enough. So therefore, she has this mitzvah upon her of eating kodshim. And because of that, it goes back, the chatat of the yoledet is more similar to the other chataot, and where there's like a mitzvah involved, and we would think there would be baal ta'achir, whereas the nazir, you could say, it's a chiddush by him, and therefore you wouldn't have understood it from a regular chatat, because there's nothing pushing you to have him necessarily do it, and you might not have thought it's over on Baal Ta'achir. In the end, that's the chiddush, that it, despite that, you need the Nazir Lahazir Pasuk to teach you that it also is Chayav and Baal Ta'achir. Okay. Now, we're finished with the sugya of Baal Ta'achir. Okay? Now we're going to, so again, we had, why do we have, right, the whole thing was, what's the case of Baal Ta'achir by Nazir? We have five different answers. One of them rejected, the rest were okay. Then we had, why, if we say it's the korbanot, why don't we learn it from the regular baal ta'achir of korbanot chatat, which are learned from Darosh Yidrashenu? And then we basically brought a few different answers, some were rejected, some were accepted, about why chatat nazir is unique. And the answer is basically chatat nazir is unique. Because it's unique, we needed its own pasuk. Okay. Now we're going to the next part of that braita. What was the next part of the braita? Amar Mar. Uman edarim ha'av mefer nidrei bito ubal mefer nidrei ishto. Okay, just like we have Haparat Nedarim, we also have Haparat Nezirut. So now they say, wait a minute, Lama li Hekesha? Why do I even need a Hekesh for this? Titi b'mematzinu mi Nedarim. It should be just like Nedarim. Why? Because you don't, what's the issue? If it's so obvious, you don't even need a Hekesh. Their point is, what's Nizirut? Nizirut is accepting upon yourself something just like a neder. It's a type, it's almost like a type of neder. So therefore, if the husband can cancel the neder, he can cancel a Nizirut. Likewise, the father. So what do they answer? There's a distinction. And this is interesting. It gives us a little bit of a clue into at least one perspective of why they thought the husband could cancel out the wife's nedarim. Okay, maybe I should ask now, why do you think a husband could cancel a wife's nedarim?
Only the ones that affect him.
Only the ones that affect him. And why? Because they affect him, okay? Until now, we kind of looked at it as, oh, it affects him, and it's not good for him if his wife has these nedarim upon her, okay? We even saw these sugyot, if a man marries a woman and he didn't know she had all these nedarim upon her, and, you know, could he divorce her based on that because he had no idea she had these nedarim, and it's bad for him. Here we're going to see, dafka, it's to protect the woman, okay? Why? Dilma gabe nedarim hu demefer, mishum delo itle kitsuta. What does that mean? It doesn't have a time frame. You take a neder generally. Now, it could be you gave a time frame to it, but it could be you say, I swear I'm never going to do this. Right? Usually when you swear, it's usually never, right? Don't we? And we all the time say it when we don't really mean it, right? I'm never going to do this. So what's the issue? By neder, we allow the husband or the father to cancel it because there's no end to it. Now, you could say it because it affects him, there's no end to it, but also, it's to protect her. She has no way out, basically. She's stuck in this. And the hope is, you know, and maybe the tfisa was that the woman doesn't really know what she's getting herself into. She wasn't, certainly in their minds, they didn't look at the women as intellectual beings. And, you know, she didn't know what she was doing. She was a silly woman, and she said silly things, and she didn't really mean it. And here we want to protect her. Aval gabei nezirut de'ile kitzuta de'stam nezirut shloshim yom emalo. You might have thought that by nezirut, since generally it's 30 days, so worst case, she gets herself into a sticky situation for 30 days. 30 days are done, it's over, and she's finished. So you might have thought that there's no such thing as him being mayfair because it's going to end, and it's going to end pretty soon. But kamash malan, that's why you needed to teach you that also by nezirut, that's why you needed a hekesh. Otherwise, it would have just been obvious. Okay? This is also, by the way, a very similar structure to the last one, right? If we could have just learned it from Darosh Yidrashenu, why do we need a special pasuk? So each time we have to say there's something unique that we wouldn't have been able to learn it from there. Ha'omer l'chavero mudarani. Now we're going back. Okay, this was all. We had quoted that braita. Okay, again, we're getting into structure of Gemara. How does it work? They quoted a braita because they needed it for something we were relating to the Mishnah. And then once they quoted the braita, they said, well, let's go into the rest of the braita. But now we're getting back to our topic. Okay, we got off the topic. We're moving back. What was our topic? We learned about Yadot Nizirot. Yadot Nidarim. What are Yadot Nidarim? It was the Lashon in the Mishnah. Mudrani Mimcha, Mufrashni Mimcha, Muruchachni Mimcha, Shani Ochel Lecha, Shani Toem Lecha. Okay, that was the line. You say, I am avowed from you, I am separated from you, I am distanced from you. Okay, that I will eat from you, or that I will taste from you. Okay, so how exactly this works, we're going to see right now. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says exactly the way I explained it when we learned it. Bikulan, in all these cases, it means, Ad sheyomar she'ani ochel lecha or she'ani to'em lecha. It's exactly how we set it up when we learned the Mishnah. We learned it like Shmuel. That you say, Mudrani mimcha, okay, or Mufrashni mimcha, or Muruchakni mimcha. That's the beginning of your line. And the second part of your line is either Shani ochel lecha, okay, or Shani to'em lecha. Okay, so it's one option of Muruchakni mimcha Shani to'em lecha, or Mufrashni mimcha Shani to'em lecha. Okay, there are two parts of one line that he says. That's what Shmuel says. But now we're going to ask some questions on Shmuel. Meitive. Meitive means we're going to ask a question from a Makor Tana'i on an Amora. An Amora is God living in the Gemara time period. Mishnah comes before the Gemara. If you have a source from the Mishnah time period and it disagrees with an Amora, then we have a problem. The Amora has to explain himself. He can't, okay, we can't have something an Amora says that contradicts a Tana unless, we have all different ways of doing it, unless we reinterpret what the Tana said. It didn't really mean that, it meant something else. We say that the there's a different Tana who agrees with my opinion. Okay, you could say, well, yeah, there is one Tana, but there's another Tana. There's all different ways of dealing with it. Or, like in this case, we're going to see, we're going to reinterpret what the Amora said. The Amora must be wrong because it disagrees with the Tanaitic sources, and therefore we're going to say he says something different. Meitive. Mudar ani mimcha, mufrashni mimcha, muruchakni mimcha, hare ze asur. Shani ochel lecha, shani to'em lecha, hare ze asur. Okay, here I kind of separated it here so you can see. Okay, I just put it at the bottom here. What's the problem here? It sounds like... Okay. It sounds like we're saying, either you say number one, two, or three, and then it's asur, or you could say shani to'em lecha, or shani ochel lecha, and that would be asur, which sounds like you've said there's five different statements here, possibly, right? Sounds like they're not connected. They don't work together. Because it says, if you say, Mudrani mimcha, mufrashni mimcha, muruchakni mimcha, hare ze asur. And if you say, Shani toyem lecha, Shani ochel lecha, hare ze asur.
Don't you need one statement from the first set and one statement from the second
set? That's what Shmuel said. And the question here is, this braita seems to indicate that's not the case. Right? In other words, Shmuel said that, but the braita seems set up in a way that each one independently is asur. So what do they say? Oh, don't worry about that. Source will explain it away. Hachikatane. This is what it really said in the Braita. Bamed dvarim amurim. It didn't say, right, hareza asur and then these two hareza asur. Read it like this. In which case, bamed dvarim amurim, in which case is it asur if you say mudranim mimcha, mufrashim mimcha, muruchagnim mimcha? Be'omer she'ani ochel lecha or she'ani to'em lecha. Okay? In other words, it didn't mean 1, 2, 3 are asur and 4, 5 are asur. 1, 2, 3 are asur if you say 4 and 5 at the end. Obviously, what is he doing? He's changing what it actually says in the Braita. It's not what it actually says in the Braita. But that one is easy to explain. But the second one's not going to be so simple. Now they're going to say, Tane hachi. Okay, but, right? That's right. Oh, no. Baha tanya imcha. But doesn't it say in another place the opposite? What's the opposite? It says, Shani ochel lecha, Shani to'em lecha, asur. Okay, so now we're switching. Cases number 4 and 5 become 1 and 2. Tanehachi, sorry, Mudrani mimcha, Mufrashi mimcha, Muruchani mimcha, Hareza asur. Right? So it now goes, Shani ochel lecha, Shani to'em lecha, are 1, 2. Mudrani mimcha, Mufrashi mimcha, Muruchani mimcha, are number 3, 4, and 5, which means that what? You can't say that the second part is coming to say, Bamed dvarim amurim, because Bamed dvarim amurim means, right? These three things only work if you do that. So here it's flipped. It doesn't make any sense to say that. So what do they say? Tanehachi, we could say also here, Ukvar amar mudrani. Okay? Then you could say, it means, if you say, Shani ochel lecha, Shani to'em lecha, it's asur. Now we're doing the reverse. As long as you said beforehand some sort of phrase like mudrani mimcha mufrashni mimcha muruchakni mimcha. So now they've explained that source. You follow? That you can basically explain that source as saying, even though the order is flipped, it still works. Because you could say, if you say the word shani to'em lecha, shani ochel lecha, if you say those, as long as you have before it Mufrashni, Mudrani, Murchakni, then that works. Okay, one of those. Now they ask a strange question. They say, Ihachi Hainu Resha. Resha generally means the first part of that brayta. Here it doesn't mean that. Here we quoted two brayta, right? One said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and one had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? The other, 1, 2, and then 3, 4, 5. So their question is, and this, again, if you look from a historical approach, it's not a great question. Because what do we say always? The brayta were brought down by people. They memorized them. They're not all written by the same people. They came from different batei beit midrash. So it's okay if one does it in this order and one does it in that order. It's just a different, almost like, right, if one does ABBA and one does ABAB. It's just a different school. But the Gemara is saying, if it was particularly to be like that order, then why did this one order it that way and that one order it that way? And they consider that to be a question. But in any case, they have another question. Okay? That's one difficulty. But now they have, as far as I can tell, a better difficulty. Ve'od asur asur lama li limitni. Why did it, okay, if you look at the charts, I charted them out, okay, at the bottom, both of these brightot, okay, for those who are new, I put the brightot in a different, anything that comes from, since Tanaitic sources are treated differently from Amoraitic, I play with the fonts, and the fonts of the brightot, or the Mishnaic sources, are always in a different font to highlight the difference. So if you look in these sources, each line ends with asur, right, or hareza asur. If that's the case, it sounds like these are asur and these are asur. Why does it split them up? If they're really supposed to be all connected, it wouldn't split them up with that word in the middle. So therefore, in the end, they're going to say, okay, and maybe we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow with a different reading of what Shmuel said. That Shmuel didn't really say that. It couldn't be, because otherwise these brayot don't make no sense. So it can't be that it has to be mudrani u'chashani ochel l'chaim, the way we explained it originally. So now they're going to give a different explanation of what Shmuel actually meant.